Welcome to episode 37 of Life with Mehdi, and wow, this episode was supposed to be about Smart Summon, and we will cover it in episode 38, but how can we not talk about the Christmas Eve present from Elon and the Tesla team? Of course, I'm talking about 2019.40.50.1, or version 10.2 of Tesla's software. We'll focus today specifically on voice commands. I'll summarize the different things you can control. I'll also be sharing where you can find a comprehensive list of commands found by the Tesla community so far, and how you can participate in the fun of finding more voice commands, and maybe even some voice Easter eggs. First, a little background. Let's turn the clock back to December 23rd, 2019, just a few days ago. At that time, the only voice commands Tesla had were navigate home, navigate to, drive to, drive home, where is, play song title by artist, play music by artist, listen to radio station by its call letters, listen to using a show name, ho ho ho, which was the Santa mode Easter egg, and keep summer safe, which turned sentry mode on. Now let's go to December 24th, 2019. Mehdi was one of the first cars in the St. Louis metro area to get this update. And boy, was I excited. What I didn't realize was that along with some of the things I wasn't going to experience, and that is the car visualizations that are part of HW3, and yeah, Mehdi's an older car, HW2.5, but I have paid for the full self-drive upgrade, so I'll get the new hardware when it's available sometime next year. So I wasn't bummed out about that, and I was excited about the voice commands, but wow! Do you realize as of right now, the time that I'm recording this, on December 26th, 2019, the Tesla community has found 86 commands. It's amazing. And when I first started this, I thought, well, I'd like to know all the available commands. Where can I find that as a list? And at that time, it didn't exist. It was kind of early on Christmas Eve, so I started it myself. I went out to the car and I started trying a few things and found some things. Then I also was getting some heads up, hey, there's also some YouTubers that have already posted some commands because they had the slightly earlier version of 2019.40.50. So I started putting that together and I thought, wait a minute. This is something we should crowdsource. So I created a form out on Google to be able to do that. And wow, people have been participating. What's really cool about these commands is you don't have to struggle as much with what to say and how to say what you want. Within reason, of course. It's not so nitpicky on particular words to say, even in a certain order. I have found some variations where that does matter, but for the most part, it works pretty seamlessly. Now, I started posting this list on TeslaOwnersOnline.com, used to be known as the Model 3 Owners Club. I also tweeted it on LifeMehdi. So if you go to @LifeMehdi on Twitter, you'll find my tweets there. That's where you can also find the links to the list and the link to the form, so you can submit what you find as voice commands. Some good friends of mine also helped get the word out about the list, and that's where I'm sure I'm getting a lot more people to contribute to it. So I want to shout out to my friend Craig, @CDL. You'll find him out on Twitter. Thanks a lot, Craig. Really appreciate you helping me get the word out about this list. So far, we've had 58 submissions, and most of those have contributed to the list. Another place where you can find the list is on TeslaOwnersOnline.com. Search for V as in Victor 10.2 Voice Commands List, and you'll find it. It's the thread entitled V10.2 Voice Commands List. So far, add others you discover. Now let's start going through a set of categories. This gives you the length, breadth, and width of what we're really talking about here. In the old version, you had navigation, music, sentry mode, and Santa mode. That was about all you could do with voice commands, and you had to be very specific on what to say. And now, get ready. Here's the list of categories for the new version in version 10.2. You can control apps, including Netflix and YouTube. Car controls, like mirrors, adjustments, door locks, window locks, child locks, charge port doors, seat heating, wipers, Wi-Fi, rear camera, Bluetooth, defrosters, defogger. And that's just car controls. Now, car info. Owner's manual, tire pressures, trip odometer. Configuration. Open-close autopilot, display settings, driver's menu which shows your quick settings, and setting your dome lights. Heating and air conditioning, HVAC. You can change the temp, move the air up and down, change the setting of the fan, automatic or manual, open-close vents, camp mode, dog mode, recirculate, turn it all off. Interior controls, you can open the glove box. Media, you can mute or unmute, which, honestly, you can do with the left button on the steering wheel. Open-close music, and of course, play songs or artists. Navigation. You can cancel navigation if it's already engaged. Drive to, go home, go to airport, which shows you a list of airports, go to work, navigate to, show map, take me to, satellite view on or off, traffic view on or off, where are the superchargers, and you can zoom the map. Phone. You can call as before. Now you can not only show text messages, you can send and respond to text messages in real time. You can even have the car make a noise when you receive a text message, and in real time you can respond to it. Now, one thing we discovered today, which is amazing to me, has to do with the web browser. We already knew we could go to particular URLs. The URLs had to be a little bit on the short side. They couldn't be too long. But here's the thing that's amazing. Now you can say Google and then whatever you want the search to be. Yeah, you can Google right in your Model 3. That blows my mind. It will bring up the web browser if it's not already up. And then it'll use whatever you say after the word Google as your search string, and it'll pop it right up on the screen. Absolutely amazing. I mean, think of all the things we can do now without touching the screen. What a safety improvement. This is way more than I expected Elon and the Tesla team to provide when he promised this in January 14th of 2018. There was a tweet by Tyson Edwards back then, and he asked, can we look forward to more voice control before level 5 to maximize safety while driving? Since nearly everything you control on the Model 3 requires input on the screen, thus taking your eyes off of the road more than most other cars. Can't wait for mine, thanks. Elon responded, definitely, you will be able to do pretty much anything via voice command. Software team is focused on core Model 3 functionality right now, but that will be done soon. Then we'll add a lot more features. When he said pretty much anything, wow, he meant it. I'm sure that we're still going to find some other things that we can do. I'm looking forward to us finding some voice command Easter eggs. Now, here's some things to consider when you try this out in your Model 3. Number one, consider that Tesla's servers are sometimes overloaded. When we had all these people getting this new version of software, December 25th was kind of a tough afternoon. Most people's cars would not respond to voice commands. And that was simply because there was nothing wrong with their software, nothing wrong with their car. It was the Tesla servers. They were simply overloaded. Now, today, December 26th, I still see on occasion some inability of the car to respond to a voice command. What you'll notice when this happens is that the green circle will flash a little bit, none of your text will show, and the car will start showing you some of the old phrases, Remember the ones we talked about at the beginning of the episode when we went back to December 23rd? Yeah, it'll start showing you that list. That's the car letting you know, yeah, I can't hit the server right now. So I don't know this for a fact, but I think that Tesla is also running into throttling issues with other APIs that they may be using. I can't imagine that they've written all of this for themselves. I've got to think that the software engineers are taking advantage of other APIs on the web, and many of those are going to have throttling issues. In other words, you can only call the API so many times per second. That's pretty common practice in the software world on clouds. I don't have any information on how their backend is set up and what APIs they're using, if any. So, who knows? But there's times when the car will not respond to a voice command. Another thing to consider is your connectivity needs to be good, whether it's LTE or you're at the house and you're parked in the garage like me, and MIDI's doing all of this on Wi-Fi. My Wi-Fi here is pretty good. You'll need to consider that also when you're using this in remote areas. If you get out where you don't have connectivity, then the car is not going to respond to your voice command. I'm looking forward to the day, and I've already seen people mention it on Tesla Owners Online, that hopefully Tesla will change this to something more offline, that it's stored within the car, the ability to do these voice commands, because Google is doing that now with their Google Assistant. It's certainly possible. So hopefully they can take advantage of that technology and make this something that doesn't require an internet connection to work. Well, that's it for this episode. Oh my gosh, I had to share this with everybody. Reminder again, go out to @LifeMiddy. That's LifeMiddie. Go out on Twitter. Look me up there. You'll find the links for the list and how to submit the ones you find. As always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. We'll see you next time.